Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play. This show is brought to you by our patrons at patreon.com/ElderScrollsLoreCast.
Robots Radio presents...
The Elder Scrolls Lorecast, a place where the Elder Scrolls community can come together to discuss the boundaries of our knowledge about the universe of the Elder Scrolls. Adventurers, welcome back to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. This is your host, Tom, or Robots, and I am here as usual with my good buddy, Lotus of Doom. How you doing, Lotus?
Hello.
How are things?
I am doing well. I had mentioned beforehand, hopefully I've been chugging honey and water to hopefully have my voice hold out for the whole show, because New England is very, very, very dry right now, and it's rough on the vocal cords and my sinuses.
Yeah, well, you've been shouting a lot. You've been basically living in Skyrim doing all your shouts, and I hope your throat is
true.
Okay.
That is true.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's still nice and humid down here in the south. I live in Merkmire, so... So my throat is nice and moist. Isn't that a wonderful word?
There it is.
But we're going to be talking about somewhere on the southern side of Rift, or in the Riften side, the southern side of Skyrim, and not specifically the place, but somebody who lives down there, because today's episode is about one of Skyrim's most hated people. We're continuing our characters and people of Skyrim with this month, with one of the most despised characters in all of Skyrim. And Lotus, would you agree that this is probably one of the most, despicable of people?
Definitely. But I guess, like, so I would definitely say so. She's a good villain. For almost like, I mean, not a main plot villain so much as kind of like a territorial villain. Like, it's just, she is just like one of the overarching, not overt, like, I'm going to kill the people, but it's just like, I enjoy it. It's like this weird underground mafia style crime boss type of deal. And Maven Blackbriar is a really good way of making a strong character, but also having that character not be a strong hero, but like a strong villain. Mm-hmm. Very self-righteous, very for the her family, what's in her best interest and stuff like that. And she's pretty cutthroat.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking about Maven Blackbriar, the mafia-like or almost corporate CEO-like leader of... I mean, she almost owns the majority stake in Riften. She's got her tentacles, almost tentacles, her claws in the seedy underbelly of the Thieves Guild. She has some connections with the Brotherhood. She also has some connections with the Imperials. There's a few different things that we're going to be going into this episode, but those of you who have played through the game, I'm sure you recognize the Blackbriar name. It comes up a lot. There's some connections, of course, with the Thieves Guild. You get through the Thieves Guild quest line and you learn that she is kind of behind the scenes pulling the strings. You end up interacting with her a lot.
Right. And honestly, the more you know about Maven Blackbriar, the more you realize that she's often the one pulling the strings in most situations around Skyrim, which is a real good way of portraying kind of almost like this. We had mentioned like the corporate thing, like this omnipotent corporate entity, big brother type of thing. And she's kind of the head of it. Like, people have actually been posting, and she's kind of the boss queen of all like underground crime and like her specific brand of mead with the Blackbriar meadery. And this, you know, well, I'm sure we can touch on some of the quests where it's just like she straight up eliminates the competition like corporate America, which is pretty funny.
I think she's probably the most like corporate type leader, kind of evil corporate leader that you come across in a game like Skyrim and in a fantasy game at all. I mean, let's just try to imagine somebody who is a powerful leader of a corporate or multiple corporate or, you know, companies, somebody who a lot of people go to for their power and their wealth, somebody who is very two-faced at times, might say one thing but do another, somebody who speaks very poorly of other people who are not wealthy, somebody who values people only for their ability to get things done or do things for them, somebody who brushes people off if they have no value, either monetarily or in any way beneficially to them, doesn't give any money to the poor, cares nothing for the gods and their abilities because they find themselves to be well above that, basically is dismissive and higher than everyone they talk to, kind of just, you know, holier than thou kind of attitude. Like these are all the descriptions of somebody. And I don't know if you can imagine anybody in the real world that sounds kind of like this, but you know, maybe you can. This is basically Maven Blackbriar, right?
I feel like, especially over the last few years, we can get a lot of people that you probably have some type of reference to.
maybe.
Yeah, but, maybe.
Yeah, but you know, this is who she is. And you know, in lots of different ways in our own world, there's people who do this, whether it's CEOs of video game companies or politicians, or, you know, like this is something that is reflected in the game because there are real people who are very much like this. And this is who she is. And Lotus, do you have like a favorite story line with her? Do you have favorite quest lines? Yeah. Anything you want to point to here?
So my favorite quest line, I'll actually go into just because it's just long, but one of my favorite ones, where you poison. So there's another meadery in question, and mm-hmm. and you poison the other meadery. Like basically you poison it so that you give the taster dysentery, for lack of a better descriptor, it's some stomach issues.
The poos, give him the poos.
Yeah. And that quest line where you're sneaking around, I thought it was kind of fun just sneaking around this, like, it's not a well-kept meadery to begin with, but they had their own thing that was starting to take off. It was doing well for them. And you basically go in and just muck it all up and totally ruin things. And then, you know, you get a Thieves Guild plant mm-hmm. placed in that situation where you get to use them as a fence. But as this at the same time from all of this, oh, suddenly it's Blackbriar meat is going to be served there because it's like, well, we're going to scoop this in and this is going to be mine. And it's literally like a hostile takeover, but in Skyrim, which that quest, I just remember really laughing at. I was going to say, I love everybody else's descriptions, bubble guts, and giving them the runs.
Bubble guts. Yeah, that's good.
That is great. So, like, I just really liked that quest. And that was a very, I mean, we made reference to the video game side of things. We're discussing a video game centered franchise. Mm-hmm. The way, you know, without necessarily turning this into like throwing shade at companies, but the way a lot of times you will get big AAA publishers or game devs and they will scoop in these smaller companies and kind of just dismantle them and redistribute people throughout that literally is exactly what happens. And it happens a lot with big corporations. They see competition and if they have the means to, they will scoop in, basically buy them out, be it in a, hey, this is beneficial to you, or you can have a hostile takeover, kind of like in this situation. Mm-hmm. And suddenly competition is now part of what they're producing, like whether they took the idea or whether they just crushed it because it's like, well, no, we don't want this. Like this is problematic. So we want to stick with our thing. So we're going to just eliminate this competition type of deal. I felt that quest very much solidifies exactly her weird gray corporate morality type of thing, where it's like, well, her morality scale is what benefits her and her again, company, not so much her and her family, the Blackbriar family. So
right. And so let's get into that a little bit. She is the matron of the family. Maven and matron. I find this interesting because those two words sound very similar, right? She is the matron of the family. She has multiple children. You can actually interact with a few of the children. You start noticing the Blackbriar name multiple places. You'll notice it on some of the children. They play into some of the quest lines that you can run into. There are multiple quest lines in the Thieves Guild that you deal with. There's the Mistvale Keep quests that she's involved with as well. There's a Riften quest line. And then she shows up in the main quest line as well with the Thalmor Embassy. So
yes,
when you go visit, we talked about this when we did the recap of the main storyline. When you go visit the Thalmor Embassy, you have to drop all your items. You have to put on the fancy clothes. You go hobnob with all the who's who of Skyrim. Well, of course, she's very likely, she's very much on the list of who's going to show up there. Most likely because she is a non-killable NPC.
Right.
And no matter what you do interacting with her throughout the game, even if you've played through all of these other quest lines before you finish the main quest line, you can't kill her. She is impossible. She is gifted by the powers that be with immortality, it seems. And she will most likely be there. Yes. Some of the characters will.
She'll never do more than take a knee in any scenario and then stand back up and be angry at you.
Yes. And in doing research for this episode, that is something that a lot of people over the last 10 years have found very frustrating, because there are a number of posts all over the internet, predominantly on Reddit, surprise, surprise, of grumpy people talking about things they can do to get back at Maven Blackbriar because they can't manage to kill her, which is amazing. And the second half of the show, I'll be sharing with you one of the very creative ways of getting back at her. So stay tuned for that. But I found that super interesting, because once you realize who she is, you can actually go chat with her at the Thalmor Embassy. So I thought that was actually pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. And it just shows furthermore that she's intertwined with so many different things in the Skyrim region. And to be fair, had Skyrim extended out past Skyrim, I'm sure she has her tendrils in all sorts of stuff in more than just the Skyrim region. I bet it probably does extend out more. You've got places like the East Empire Trading Company and stuff like that. And nothing, I assume, is completely out of either her watch or her grasp.
Right. Well, so that's the other thing, is that she is at the Thalmor Embassy, but she isn't necessarily a fan of the Thalmor themselves, because she is on the side of the Empire.
Right.
So come the should you get to the point in the game where the war between the Imperials and the Stormcloaks rages on, and things are what's the word? Things kind of come to a head.
Yep.
Should the Jarl of Riften be killed, she becomes the Jarl of Riften, and Riften becomes firmly in the hands of the Empire, or the Imperials. And so she takes on, basically, she becomes the power in control of Riften as seated by the Imperials.
Right. She becomes an official figurehead rather than just like her behind the scenes situation. She's also generally like respected or feared, however you want to put that. So her influence is there. But yeah, in that situation, she becomes officially in charge of things as so much as just unofficially in charge of things. That'd be like, for lack of a better thing, electing Jeff Bezos president or something like that. It's like, okay, well, now he doesn't just own the largest company. He's also the president of the
right. So if you can imagine somebody who is well known for their business and running companies becoming the president.
Right.
Like that's ever happened before.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's weird. So yeah, that would be kind of like this.
That'd be a weird situation if that ever happened.
If that ever happened.
it'd certainly unify the country.
Right. So, or at least in this case, it'd be like the mayor of a city. It'd be like somebody who's well known for business becoming a mayor of us. That's never happened before either.
Yeah. So it's like, that's just it. There's a lot of, and again, kind of funny enough, regardless of how you feel about the person being elected in these situations, to a position of power, it's kind of weird to just suddenly have that crossover. it's this weird situation of you to be successful in business is certainly a mindset. To then be a leader of area, a group of people or something like that is a different mindset. You get a very different feel when you have one come from the other, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's, you know, how you get some of these divisive issues that come up, or, you know, sometimes you get useful things. It's a weird situation to kind of be in, type of thing, when you have that much power and then they can shift what field they're in.
Right. Right. So we like to pull things from different articles and things. And this is probably the best thing that I can pull from the UESP article. There's a bunch of info here, but this is the I want to read you the snippet here about her personality. There's a bunch of info we could share about like her schedule and how she gets up at 8 o'clock in the morning and has a 2-hour breakfast and all this stuff. That stuff's real interesting. You can go read it on your own if you'd like. This part, I think, is the best part because it talks about her personality. And this is the part that I find the most interesting about her. So it says here, clearly the most influential citizen in Riften, Maven has the attitude to match, both when talking to the citizens and when talking to you. When you approach her, she will greet you with disgust, saying, I mean, you're the freaking dragonborn, right? Saying, I presume you're bothering me for good reason. What in the name of Oblivion do you want? Or, I don't have time for idle chit chat. What is it? If you tell her that her name carries a lot of weight in Riften, she will reveal just how much weight. Of course, nothing gets done without my approval in this city. I have the Jarl's ear and the guards in my pocket. Anyone who troubles me anyone makes trouble for me and I pay a visit to the Thieves Guild, make me angry, and I contact the Dark Brotherhood. You do well to remember that next time you make such as a stupid observation. Now the connection here with the Dark Brotherhood is absolutely true, because you do find remnants of a dark sacrament in her mansion. Right. And she's actually very pissed off at the Dark Brotherhood because they haven't acted on it. This is a legitimate thing that comes to bear in the game.
Right. And the other thing that's also interesting in the situation with her, flattery literally gets you nowhere, because she even insults the fact that you didn't flatter her in a correct way. Like, there's really no winning with that scenario.
Oh my God.
Because it's pretty irrelevant to her who you are at the moment until you kind of prove your worth to her. She can't really use you for anything. So business savvy wise, what's the point with wasting time with this yet? You know what I mean? Like, it hasn't become a reasonable business decision to really concern herself with you, be the Dragonborn or not.
Right. She's like the worst kind of person, right? This goes on and says, after joining the Thieves Guild, you can also ask her how she became allied with them, to which she'll respond, the Blackbriar family has always been allied with the Guild. Our connection with the Empire and within Skyrim make for a perfect fit. I dare say the Guild owes its survival as much to my family as it does to its own people. When, of course, she takes all the credit, right?
Oh, yeah.
When exiting conversations, you will always get a disgusted, I believe we're done. Or, out of my way. She shows little compassion for the poor and suffering, and when she is browsing the market in the afternoon, you know, the Riften Market right in the center of the city, the local beggars, which are always hanging out right there, will collect nothing of her wealth. When asking for a handout, Sniff will receive a never. Now move aside. While Edda will get an even more degrading, get away from me, you filthy woman. She is equally uninterested in Mara, the goddess of love, right? And the message of love. And if you attempt to hand her a pamphlet during Spread the Love, she will accept it as a joke. And I love this. Excellent. I needed some more kindling for my kitchen hearth. Like, she has no respect for the divines, even.
No respect, and absolutely could not give a crap less about anybody's like existence whatsoever. No respect for anybody. It's just total disregard.
Yeah, totally cold about everything. everything, thinks everybody can be bought, thinks everybody's in her pocket. So you can see why people are just like, oh my God, how do I find it? How do I figure out how to kill
this woman? She's such a good villain, though. Like, oh, she's so, she gives the crime feel of Riften to Riften, in my opinion. Like, Riften would have so much less of the seedy underbelly feel without Maven and all that she does.
So you make a really good point here, because the thieves, you would think that this would come from somebody inside the Thieves Guild. Like, the leadership of the Thieves Guild are actually cool.
Yes.
Like, they're interesting characters. There's dynamics that go on. Some of them are shadier than others, but there's some cool stuff going on with the people in the Thieves Guild.
Yeah.
The real thief here is Maven Blackbriar.
Right.
She's the real thief. She's the one who's conning other businesses or destroying other businesses openly. She's the one who's like stealing basically the livelihood of the people out from underneath them by creating monopolies and trying to use the Dark Brotherhood to kill the competition. You know, like, right. she's the one who's basically, I don't know, out in the open and using these diabolical methods and not even sorry about it. Like,
nope. There's by no, any means necessary with her.
Yeah. There's no sorrow. There's no compassion. There's no feeling of ethics in there. Like, the Thieves Guild is like, we steal because we need to, and we don't murder. Maven Blackbriar is like, I do anything. I don't care.
Yeah.
Like,
I steal because I want that, and I murder you because you're in my way.
Right. There's no moral compass at all.
Right.
Like, this is the difference between, like, lawful evil and chaotic evil. You know?
Yeah. It's literally any ends or any means will justify the ends that she wants to get to. It does not matter.
Right. Right. It's rough. It's really rough. So that's why I think she's a really interesting character. Do you have any other things you want to add on top of this?
No, I think we covered most of that pretty well. I like I said, I actually like is probably not a great way to describe Maven, but I actually the series, I think, strongly benefits from this character. When you mentioned earlier,
enjoy her, like, as a villain, rather than
exactly
like her. Right.
And when you had mentioned earlier, like, oh, what if we cover Maven this week? Very much on fan of or a fan of, like, covering Maven Blackbriar, because I feel like in the grand scheme of all the stuff about Elder Scrolls, especially when you're doing character development and stuff like that, that we've kind of been going over the different people in the series, she's almost one of those characters that I could see being left, like, off a list just simply because, well, okay, she's not Mirak. She's not the Dragonborn. She's not a Jarl outright. She's not, fighting for being the king. But she's so important. She's almost like the best character of the set building that the series has, to be fair. Like, she honestly kind of influences a lot of the stuff in the game more so than something like Ulfric, actually.
Right. Like, right.
Cause
she's not like
his
boss villain.
Yes. And that's what's interesting about her. She's a great character to have in the whole experience, but she's not a hero that you're joining up with. She's not a villain you need to defeat. It's just, honestly, she almost controls her part of, I always say that my favorite thing is less the individual stories and it's more the region. She almost becomes part of the region because she controls so much in it.
Right.
And is the reason so much of the stuff even happens. She's a great character to have in the series is really it.
Right. She is so influential for the tone of the region.
Oh, absolutely.
Just the woes of Riften are almost 100% due to her and her alone.
For sure.
Rob the Princess in chat says the Thieves Guild in Riften compared to to the Thieves Guild in the Oblivion game are so cruel and messed up. They beat up civilians like the mob and work for the corrupt elite. Whereas in Oblivion, they seem more like a Robin Hood type group. I'd say that the difference is 100% enabled to do to Maven. People like Mercer Frey wouldn't be in the Thieves Guild if it weren't for her. And so I think you're absolutely right.
I agree with that as well. And actually, that's a really good point, because something that, like, you know, some of the things you just remember from way, way back when I first joined, and, you know, you first encounter the Thieves Guild when you walk into Riften after you get past the sketchy guards, which are in of themselves sketchy, like they're trying to shake you down at the gate. And as you're going through, you basically immediately have the connection with Brynjolf, and he kind of gives you the option to join the Thieves Guild. But one of the things that, very much to that point, as Skyrim is the third game in the series I played, so I actually had plenty of experience with the series beforehand. Yes, that they very much are. They're really different than the Thieves Guild in other games. And for a while, with the one where you actually have to do several shakedowns when you first get recruited in, one of them you mess up the guy's shop to get him pay up. I was literally joking that I remember, like, when it was the group of us playing, because a lot of times, you know, we would just hang out as a group and people would toss the controller around and stuff like that. And I was like, this isn't even a Thieves Guild. You're just a Thugs Guild in this game. Like, you're just shaking people down and it's like, time to pay you tribute. It's like, we're not even thieving. We're just beating the crap out of store owners.
Right. And that's due to her. And I think that this is something that, I don't know, many of us have learned in the last so many years, is that leaders who are immoral draw other immoral people to their organizations.
Yeah, especially if they're good at what they do.
Right. Like, if they're a magnet for other immoral people, because like, you know, the other immoral people are going, well, if you could do it, I could do it.
Right.
Like, there's a place in this world for me to succeed, and so I'm going to do what you do.
Yep.
You're giving me a template.
and she is that template. Like, she is the template that is all spurned off of. So
Right. Yeah. It's an interesting character, and really, you know, and again, echoes so much about the way these kinds of things actually work. You know, whether you look at the mob or these corporations that don't really work morally. And we've seen in the news lately, or even political figures. And I'm not trying to be, you know, a lot of people will, you know, post things and like, oh, Tom gets political on these podcasts. But I mean, it works on both sides of the aisle. I'm not just trying to point out, like, oh, you know, like the left or the right specifically. Oh, yeah. Politicians on both sides are immoral, everybody. They draw other immoral people underneath everywhere. Them. And we see this reflected all the time. Like, this isn't just, I'm not just trying to pick on any one politician. This happens everywhere.
And to be fair, unfortunately, I do understand the whole sometimes, like, oh, crap, there's like politics in my escapism, like that.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, that sucks. I get it. Like, unfortunately, Elder Scrolls is not a good choice to escape politics in your escapism, as it's very parallel to real life. And especially if you're going to talk about a crime boss, there's kind of a shocking amount of parallels. You do want to connect it to, that's up to you, because I bet you, no matter what, you could find parallels to lot.
Yeah.
So I kind
just
of
off the top of my head now, I could, half a dozen people just kind of come to mind.
Yeah.
You know, over the last, I don't know, 80 years.
Yeah. So exactly. It's unfortunately an inescapable situation when the games are so revolving around their own politics, because that's literally how the series progresses a lot of the times. They're not, oh, I'm the Republican Party in Skyrim. No, it's not that stuff. It's like, oh, I'm part of the No, but they have their own thing. The Stormcloak Rebellion and the Imperials is a political debate in the series. That's what it is.
Right.
So, like, it's something just to acknowledge. You don't need to make the real world comparisons if you don't want to, but we're also not going to necessarily just ignore them either.
Right. And I always try to do it from an academic standpoint, not from I'm not trying to make it like a point that somebody needs to vote a certain way. I like to keep things floating in the air and go, huh, this is interesting. Let's just keep it floating in the air. And I realize a lot of people can't do that. It becomes personal. So I don't ever mean to. And this is the apology I have to make to my in-laws all the time. I'm like, I don't have a problem just kind of keeping these ideas floating in the air and just letting it be like a what if scenario.
Yeah.
And just go, oh, this is interesting. And then just walking away from it.
It's just like, oh, that is an interesting thought.
Yeah. We'll just leave it there floating in the air because, you know, well, just until I come back to it again later. And let's just not draw any complete conclusions until I continue to learn more. But
yeah.
Yeah. Well, this has been fun. We've got a really fun post on Reddit I wanted to call out from a few years back.
All right.
And we're going to get to that after we thank our patrons. So we'll be right back.
The skies are marked with numberless sparks, each a fire and every one a sign.
So this is the part of the show where we get to thank our patrons, and Rob the Princess signed up during the show last week. So thanks again, Rob the Princess. And we had another wonderful patron sign up this last week. Gamer Whirl signed up. So welcome to the Patreon. And well, thank you to everybody who helps to support this show. All holy crap. We're up to 58 patrons. Yikes. Holy moly. This is amazing. You guys are the best. And also, we have to call out our Daedric Prince tier patrons, Daniel O and Noodle Al Dente. Thank you so much. And I've been trying to remind everybody to make sure you add in your addresses. To if you are a tier 3, make sure you have your address in to get your stickers. Those are definitely going out very, very soon if you've been signed up for the last 3 months. So I've sent reminders to people, sent some messages. I still see two of you who have not done that. And there's one of you who has not done it at a higher tier. So please, please, I want to give you stuff. You're paying
for it.
Get
your included stuff.
Get your stuff. Get your t-shirts and stickers. I made them. They're cool. And if you do get them, please share some pictures. I'd love to see them. Share them on social media. Yeah, Lotus and I aren't getting these. They're not going to us, but they're just going to you guys. And I'm going to be super jealous. And if we all, you know, Lotus and I are thinking about going to PAX East coming up in a few months.
That's the plan.
So if you're going there, bring your t-shirts. I want to see them in person. Maybe we can have like a meetup and that would be super cool. But
yeah.
But if you've been enjoying the show and you would like to help support the show, or we've done anything to help you get through your workday, your commute, your workout, or I don't know, cleaning your bathroom because you've got company coming over for the holidays and your bathroom.
I love how it's very specific.
It's so dirty.
Our podcast gets for helping somebody with after a couple vague ones. I like how we get real specific for one thing.
Yes, because everyone has to clean their bathroom before the company comes over. Because I know you, and you've been putting it off because nobody likes to clean your bathroom. But you've got company coming, and you got to make sure your bathroom looks cleaner than it normally does because you don't want your company knowing that you're dirty.
Yeah,
we know how dirty you are.
No, nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that. Nope. So you gotta clean that bathroom. But while you're cleaning your bathroom, you can listen to this show. And while you're listening to this show, you could just take a moment to go to patreon.com/elderscrollslorecast and see if you want to get ad-free episodes, because you're gonna get more show and less ads, and then you could also get the other rewards too, like a t-shirt and some other things. So go check that out. Also, you know, guys, I'm always trying to come up with more ways to give you stuff because this is just the way my brain works. And I was thinking about it. I was like, you know, a lot of podcasts do like patron only episodes. And I was thinking, like, what could I do for some patron only episodes? So if you got some ideas, let me know. I might do some like patron only episodes, maybe drop them every other month or so. Just kind of start tossing them into the Patreon, put them at one of the tiers, and who knows? Maybe that'll be a thing. Send me some thoughts on what you might want to get. And for some reason, my webcam froze again. So I'm gonna refresh
it. Did.
But I look awesome in that frozen webcam. There we go. But let me know what kind of episodes you'd like to get. I might throw some extra bonus episodes in there for you guys and make that kind of a regular thing. So that's what I'm thinking about.
Generally, this is more where you can kind of discuss from the network side of things. But one thing that I was actually just finding out about, I'm not entirely sure if it's live now, but I know it will be helpful here as well as like with the other show that I do, which is why I was looking into it. It looks like if you use Spotify, which many, many, many of you do, everybody has their different platforms and choice. I believe it's going live. I'm not entirely sure if it's already live or going live. They're adding a rating system to Spotify.
Yes.
So
yes. It's in the process of rolling out.
Yeah. I was going to say, if you like us and would like to give us a good review, I'm sure that probably helps. Or at least lets us know that you don't hate the show.
Oh my God.
I don't know why you'd be listening to this if you didn't like the whatever that
we would absolutely love it. Please
so
load it up. I it's not on mine yet. I've looked on my mobile device. I've looked on the app on my computer. Yeah. I've looked on a browser. I don't think my stuff has updated yet, but some of the people on our Discord are like, oh, mine updated. I can see the ratings.
Yeah. So it's probably it's rolling out. I actually didn't check mine, even though I listen to Spotify all day. I have zero idea if mine's live for it. But yeah, it's just something we've always said we appreciate on Apple. So if yours is updated or you get the chance and could toss a review, I'm not even sure what the review system looks like, but
I think it's just five stars.
Are good.
I think it's five stars. So if you love us, give us five stars. We'd love it.
Yeah.
I mean, that would absolutely help getting a really solid start with that. With those of you who listen to the show all the time, a bunch of five star ratings. I'm sure it's going to influence ranking. I'm sure, you know, and getting those five star ratings right away will help us keep a high ranking and a high profile on Spotify. We already do have a high ranking and high profile on Spotify, but if we don't get those, I'm sure we'll drop compared to some other shows. So please, if you are on Spotify, double check, scroll to the top. Here, let me pull it up right here. See if I can't find it. Well, here's just an example. Like, this is the Witcher Lorecast, and I'm putting it on camera right here just for you guys to see. But like, Witcher Lorecast, there it is. And if you just scroll to the very top, you'll see where it shows the show and the information. Mine isn't updated yet, but right near where it shows the show and like the category and stuff, I believe there's going to be about like five stars that show just up where the show info is. And you just kind of click on the stars and give it a ranking. So, Michelin rating of 4. I don't think that's the same thing.
Goes, right?
I don't think that's the same thing, Olivia. but we'd appreciate it. That would be a big help. And also, of course, on Apple Podcasts, if you listen on there or would like to drop us a rating on there and leave us some words, we'll read those out on a future episode. So that would be very appreciated. And thanks again to all of our patrons. You guys are the best. We'll move on with the rest of the show.
Yes, yes, you're entirely brilliant. Conquering madness and all that. Blah, 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 blah.
So, all right. So this is a post on Reddit from a few years back by a Redditor named Ragnarok Hunter, who this got 8,434 updutes on Reddit.
All right.
And it's called Every Way to Screw Maven Blackbriar Over. Because there's like dozens of these, like, oh my god, I hate Maven Blackbriar posts on Reddit. There's just a bunch of stuff, right? But this is probably my favorite one. So hold on to your butts. This is fairly long, but we'll get through it. Here we go. Yes, you know, Maven, you also want to put a Daedric dagger of soul trap in her back, use her soul to enchant an iron dagger and throw that dagger into a lake. I know you. Unfortunately, she is an essential NPC, so she can't be killed. But a merciless killing isn't always the solution, at least without mods or console commands. There are other ways to attack the Blackbriars. Let's start with something light, the Blackbriar meadery. There are a couple ways to mess with the Blackbriar business. One is to locate a Dunmer worker named Romlin Dreth, who asks you to deliver stolen Blackbriar mead to an innkeeper. Deliver the goods, get some jewelry as payment, and enjoy as much free mead as you can drink, because now Blackbriar mead bottles, among other things you can put in the meadery, don't count as stolen. That's good, but we can do better. Next thing you'd want to do is joining the Thieves Guild. But wait, you may say, isn't the Thieves Guild under Maven's influence? Shouldn't I ignore it completely? Well, you'll see that the damage you can do from the inside is worth it. After you do some errands for the guild, you'll be sent to Golden Glow Estate with the objective of burning some beehives, like Lotus was talking about, right? As a message, but not too many, as Maiden needs the honey.
Right? I did this wrong the first time I did this quest.
Yeah, I did too. I burned too many of them. I wasn't paying attention.
You carried away and burnt the whole place down.
Right, right, right. Naturally, you'll want to burn them all. Right. You won't be paid, but the little gold you lose, Maven, will lose tenfold. So we did it right, actually.
Yeah, I feel called out.
Yeah, right. You may want to continue with the Thieves Guild questline, restoring the guild's glory and power, therefore making it less dependent on the Blackbriars, but don't finish it yet, so the ending gets even sweeter. While you're at it, consider not dealing with all the skeevers and the madmen in the Hunting Brew meadery, and just go with some invisibility potions and not settling a debt a guy named Vald has with Maven. There's also the other pillar of Maven's power, the Dark Brotherhood. Just kill them all. Just take them all out so she can't even summon them anymore.
Try getting your money's worth now. I eliminated the entire guild on principle.
Right, right. And now it's time to go personal. Find a guy named Louis Latrush in the Bee and the Barb in Riften. He'll ask you to go close a deal with Sibby Blackbriar, Maven's son. The deal being, steal a horse from Maven and deliver it to Louis. Do you remember this one?
I do. This is another good quest.
Yeah. You should tell Maven about the plan. What? He writes, what? In parentheses. So it feels even better when you keep the horse for yourself. Is this Frost?
Is this the horse named Frost? Trolling.
I think this is Frost, right? Make sure to kill every Blackbriar mercenary and take everything in the house not bolted down while you're at it. After that, go back to Sibby and search for his ex-girlfriend who he wants to kill. She's in Iverstead, working at the inn. But you'll tell Sibby she went to Morrowind. Also talk to Ingund Blackbriar and deliver some ingredients. After you did all of this, kill both of them. Don't forget your duty to the world as Dragonborn. Learn some neat words of power. Kill some Thalmor. And get to the point in the main quest where you preside a peace council between the Legion and the Stormcloaks. Make sure the Imperials get Riften so Maven is made Jarl. That way you'll be able to exile her when you capture Riften for the Stormcloaks.
Wow.
And now the grand finale. Maven has serious business problems. She has lost her personal assassins, two of her children, her horse, and her newly acquired throne to you. But still, she'll be present at your coronation as the new master of the Thieves Guild that no longer needs her. Congratulations. You just destroyed Maven Blackbriar without killing her. Maybe you could test all those Master Thief abilities, stealing everything you can find in her house in Riften, and her pocket, and her remaining son's pocket, and Maul's too, her tough guy Maul. There's no limit to pettiness when it comes to screwing the Blackbriars over.
That is possibly the most elaborate petty revenge thing I've ever heard. That is so well designed. That is some advanced griefing.
That is, right? I feel like somebody needs to design a mod that sets each of these things up as quests.
Yeah, it feels like at that point, just like item delete from the console commands Maven Blackbriar would be like a more graceful way to put her down, because
yeah,
good lord,
right? That feels like just sending her into like an oblivion plane, like poof, right. You're out of here.
She probably goes into Maik's little elsewhere.
His little elsewhere square. Yeah.
But yeah, that's really funny. That is a really funny post with honestly a shockingly deep level of trying to troll Maven.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sharing this link with you guys in chat right now if you want to see it. And I can put this in the show notes if you want to go give this guy an upvote, because it deserves the 8,000 updates it got. This
yeah, is that's, a really, that's creative really post. Well done. It's very funny.
Yes, yes. I'm glad I found this when I was doing my research. So thank you so much for this wonderful, awesome idea, whoever you are, Ragnarok Hunter. This is a really fun way to screw over Maven Blackbriar. I especially like the telling her about the horse plan and then stealing it and keeping it for yourself.
Stealing and just, killing her.
Just be like, screw you, Maven Blackbriar. You're taking the horse. That's right. I'm keeping the horse for myself. How petty. How petty is that?
Oh, man. Oh, that's very good. That's very enjoyable. I like that quite
yeah.
a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be really funny to make a mod where those are quests and then find somebody who can do like voice lines that like something can do a voice lines that are like close enough to her voice that it sounds like her, and then edit in some reactions for when you screw her over. That would be amazing.
But yeah, that was Again, very important character of the series, whether apparently you live in fear of her, respect her, or devote your entire playthrough to just griefing her. So there's so many options.
Yeah. Livia in chat says, okay, but Maven is a queen, so my queen. Maven for Jarl of Skyrim.
See, and that's I mean. It's all right. It's always some people in fan, and I was going to say, she's quite the woman in power in Riften and Skyrim as a whole.
Yes. Yes. Well, I mean, you know, you got to pick your side. So there you
exactly.
go.
Exactly. I don't think you're probably going to be on a losing side with her backing, probably.
Yeah. Well, I mean, until she screws you over.
That's valid. Or until you run into what was his name that wrote that Reddit post? He absolutely or I was going to say they definitely managed to make a losing side for her.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's it for this episode. Oh, I forgot to mention our patron episode coming up is scheduled for the 30th. And so 2 weeks away. And so that'll be the 2 days before New Year's. So should have time to do that.
Yeah, I'd probably be able to squeeze that in, I would think.
Squeeze that in. So patrons, that's coming up. And if you want to sign up or Patreon for tier 4 or higher before then you still have time to do that as well. Lotus, you have anything cool going on? Anything you want to share before we head out?
No, I was going to say, I'm just doing my usual thing over at Tales of Tamriel. We've had the Imperial Library actually join us with TES Benefactor on behalf of them. He's one of their librarians, actually, at the website. Last week, we had a good discussion and kind of about the entirety of the series as a whole, which was a lot of fun. But we're probably got one more episode, hopefully, that I can squeeze in, because holy crap, have I been busy recently. Honestly, this Thursday thing has been a little easier than trying to do weekend stuff for me personally. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we should have one more Christmas episode, and then we'll be back at the start of the new year with some exciting new guests to join us on the show and stuff like that. So keep looking forward to that. We got probably one more show for this year. And then, probably take a little hiatus and then be back over there as well to kick things off.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Yeah. Let's see. What do I have going on? I posted a video on the Robots Radio YouTube talking about what I'm doing with that channel and where I'm planning to go with it and how I'm going to be focusing that channel more on kind of like general updates for RPGs and that kind of stuff more generally. So a lot of Elder Scrolls stuff and Skyrim things as usual, but also general RPG updates as well. And got some kind of plans going on in my head, kind of playing with, and I've thrown some stuff out to Lotus, and we've got some ideas for things in the future. So maybe we'll be playing with that as well. Also, I'm going to be doing more of my Naked Nord Elder Scrolls Online run coming up. I would love to have you guys be able to join me for that. So if you want to create a naked weaponless, armorless Elder Scrolls Online character, PC, in US servers, and if you see me playing on any time during the day or in the evenings, and I'm streaming on my YouTube channel, then you're welcome to come join me. You're welcome to come follow me around, and I'll be running through a bunch of just quest stuff, running through delves, doing all sorts of things. I think it would be hilarious to just have a mob of us just tearing through the countryside naked, just destroying quest lines, and people just what I really want is for people who don't know that this is happening to start just posting things online. Like, this is so weird. I just saw a group of naked people just like run past me doing quests really fast, just like speed running quests. What is going on? Like, that's really what I want. I might be able to play on weekends. Most of the time I'll be playing either in the mornings or maybe evenings. I'm gonna try and stream in the evenings more often too. But I don't have a set schedule right now for streams, but with the holidays coming up and things are gonna be kind of weird, you know, trying to find time to play around family stuff and whatever, but we'll figure it out. I also tossing around ideas for those of you who haven't jumped into Elder Scrolls Online yet to do some giveaways on my YouTube channel. I'm trying to figure out how I want to do that as well. So let me know if you think that would be a fun idea, and maybe we'll work something out. So, you think have any fun ways to do giveaways, Lotus, on live streams?
I am notoriously bad at giveaways because I lose track of what I'm doing and then give away everything before I realize that we've only been going for a period of time. I'm very bad at pacing. And luckily, I mean, everybody during Extra Life was very nice because I actually at one point completely bankrupted myself by giving away all my gold too fast and was like, whoops, because I'm not a PC main, so I don't have the same degree of funds. And I was like, whoop, guy got a little carried away.
That's
and
then the community
was super nice, donated me a bunch of money that I could keep giving away to encourage people to hang out and donate to Extra Life. So everybody was super, super generous and made up for the fact that I am terrible at pacing.
I'm thinking about giving away some copies of Elder Scrolls Online on PC so more people who haven't played before can jump in, make a naked character, and we can all just level together.
Well, the thing that's good with that is even if it is just the simple base game version of it, you know, there's limitless ways to spend money in ESO, which has been somewhat of a point of contention recently on social media, which is fine. Whatever. We'll go on forever if we get into that topic. But if you just have the base game or the game itself, like as a base game, there's a lot to do. Like there's more than most games worth of quality content.
Yeah.
If you just have the base game and nothing more, or the free DLCs, because they actually, the Imperial City, which was the first DLC, is included. Like that's just, you can get that for free from the store now. That is not exaggerating, several hundred hours worth of stuff to do.
And with my naked, like trying to go through all the quests character, just getting through all those base zones is going to take me a long time.
Oh yeah.
So for people who are trying to just like play through those base zones, even if I just give away the base game, you'd be able to join me and do those base zones.
Right.
So yeah, there'd be a lot of just being able to do stuff. Yeah. So, let's see what I can do about that. We'll see how that goes. So, maybe I'll do like a, maybe I can put it on like the spinny wheel of doom or something. It can be one of those things that shows up on my spinny wheel of doom. Like give away a copy of the game every time we go into get a new quest. That could be like one of the things that could.
Oh yeah. Up. There you go.
That could be fun. Yeah. So like, yeah, that, oh, there we go. Like
we get
something else that does like something weird, or I have to do something weird with my character as we're going through the next quest line, or somebody in chat gets a copy of the game. That could be fun. All right, we'll figure something out. But that's what I got going on. And we're going to have new updates to the website. So robotsradio.net for all the different shows. There's always fun stuff going on. But do make sure that you're following the YouTube channel because I will be doing regular videos. I'm going to try and do a video every month that updates the community on what's going on with Robots Radio, the podcasts, the YouTube channel. I want to bring more of the community together into one place and make this kind of more cohesive and have a way to communicate to everybody. And I know there are people on the Discord, but sometimes people don't log into the Discord. Sometimes people don't see the posts on certain channels and some people don't follow the Twitter. I want to create like a hub where people can plug in and just find out what's going on in a quick moment. And I think videos are going to be the best way to do that. So make sure you're following the YouTube channel. So I think that's the best way to do it. I'm solving problems, guys. I'm a problem solver. That's what I do. All right, guys. Well, thanks for being here. Thanks again, Lotus. And we'll see you guys next week. And until then, stay safe and try not to deal with Maven Blackbriar. But if you do, we just gave you a wonderful plan for how to screw her over. So enjoy. See you guys next time.
Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. If you have something you'd like to contribute to the show, please reach out to us at elderscrollslorecast@gmail.com or on Twitter at @ESOLorecast. I really appreciate you listening, and I'd love to hear from you soon.
You've been listening to the Robots Radio Podcast. Smart shows for interesting people. Check out all the shows at robotsradio.net.